गणानान्त्वा गणपतिं भवामहे कविं कवीनामपश्यवस्तवं श्रेष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्यन्वन्नोतिभिश्चेदसाधनम् ॐ महागणपते नमः। स्थापकाय च धर्मस्य सर्वधर्मस्वरूपिणे अवतारवरिष्ठाय रामकृष्णाय ते नमः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुस्साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। सर्वस्वरूपे सर्वेशे सर्वशक्तिसमन्विते भयेभ्यस्ताहिनो देवी दुर्गे देवि नमोऽस्तु ते। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरे परमात्मने प्रणतक्लेशनाशाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। आपदापहर्तारं दातारं सर्वसम्पदां लोकाभिरामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम्। Yesterday, in the second skandha, we told that Shukadeva gave the answer in two lines, that when a man is at the door of death, when he is about to die, then what he should do to get Lord? He should think of the Lord and nothing else. And now he is elaborating it a little more. Yes. At that time, he will not be able to think of the Lord unless he does a little more sadhana at that time. Chindyata sangha shastrena sriham dehe nuyechatam. See, at least at that time, at the last minute, when he knows I am going to leave the body, completely he should withdraw himself from all attachments. Attachment to child, attachment to wife, attachment to parents. Absolutely he should withdraw himself and solely think of the Lord at that time. This is called Asanga Shastra, the weapon of dissociation or non-attachment to all. It is not perhaps difficult, some have done it. When I was in Meerut, there is a young man, about 34 years old, Mr. Gupta. He was employed in some bank. We used to meet every Sunday in an ashram where we used to go for satsang. And once he had four years back, he married his wife and he had a child. Suddenly one day, some pus was coming out of his ears. He went to a doctor there. The doctor gave him a strong antibiotic called erythromycin. He said, take it for 10 days. Well, he took it for 10 days. It didn't stop. It became more. He went to him again. He said, take it for another 15 days more. And when he began to take it, on the third day or so, throughout the body, the blood began to come out through every pore. And the doctor was nonplussed. He said, come on, you will have to have transfusion of blood. You take him to Delhi. Nothing can be done here. Here there is no blood bank. So, two cars were going towards Delhi. The first car contained his father, mother, his wife and child. The second car, he sat only himself and the Swamiji in charge of the ashram where we used to go every Sunday. His name was Samatananda. Only these two were there. And he was lying down on the back seat. And about halfway through, somewhere beyond Modinagar, he stopped his, he got his car stopped. And he told that Swamiji, please help me to sit down. He helped him, then he sat down. And he said, please inform those people who are in the advanced car that nobody should come anywhere near, neither my wife nor my parents, nobody should come for 1 hour. Let them be where they are. And he sat there. He was sat there in meditation and left his body within half an hour. So a common man, I've never seen him doing that much of a sadhana. He was able to leave it at the last minute. It is only a willpower. If you decide to see, when once you know that you are going to leave them in another 10 minutes, why not leave it 10 minutes earlier? That's all. They are no longer going to be there with you. Where you go? So we should be able to leave it. And then what you should do? Abhyasen manasa shuddham trivat brahmacharam param. Then you should say only, Om, Om. You should repeat, Om. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Om ityekaksharam brahma. It is directly that ultimate reality itself is contained in that Om. It is a very potential word. And one who is able to tell that Om at the time of death, he has written there, he comes to the Lord's place. Then, Niyachet Vishya Abhyotshan Manasa Buddhi Sarathi. He has withdrawn his mind from his attachments to his parents, to his wife, etc. And now he is telling, Om. Now he should also withdraw his mind from all worldly objects. Oh my Lord, I have not told my wife where I kept some 20,000 rupees secretly in the house. So call them the last minute. Nothing. Absolutely. Let things go as they are. So he should be able to withdraw his mind, or in the last minute he is saying, is there a little of a jilebi? I would like to have it. So in the last minute we should have absolutely no attachment to the worldly objects also, not only to men. Mano nirvishayam yuktva adakkinchana nasmarete. Then the mind should be made absolutely thoughtless. There should be no thoughts arising. All the thoughts are about the world. So when the mind becomes thoughtless, we are only moving between the world and God. And all the world is contained in your thoughts. Stop all your thoughts, the world stops. There is no more world. Then you are in the lap of the Lord. Thus, he should see. He said in the beginning, Ante Narayana Smriti. Because the question was, what should I do at the last minute? A man in the door of death. He said, Ante Narayana Smriti. At the end, think of the Supreme Lord, Lord Narayana, or whomsoever you like. You consider the ultimate reality. You take his name, you think of him. But just at the last minute, it is not easy to think of the Lord. When all your life you have been practiced to think of the worldly items, suddenly, at the last minute, if you call God, you will not be able to pronounce his name even. That's what happens. So we have to practice throughout our lifetime to call on God at least for half an hour daily, 15 minutes daily, and then only we'll be able to call on that Lord. Now, and then in general he says, how to get the Lord normally for a person. He said there are only the easiest methods, there is only one. That is, have absolute devotion to the Lord. Devotion in this sense, it should be full of love. That is what is devotion. Devotion means bhakti. Bhakti has been defined by Narada in his Narada Bhakti Sutra as Parama Prema Bhakti Rityuchate. The highest love, it is called devotion. Where you are not separate from the Lord, you are one with the Lord. Then only the devotion is complete. They say, the great Hindi poet Kabir has written, Prema ki gali badi sankari dona samaya jaye. The lover's lane is so narrow, two people cannot go inside. The lover and the beloved both cannot go in it. Only one can go. In other words, both have to become one, and then only they can get into that path of love. They say there is a famous folklore in the North India of Laila and Majnu. The Laila goes away, then Majnu is highly affected by the separation. She becomes mad practically. And ultimately, she comes to understand that Laila is in some place. He goes there, knocks at the door. Laila asks from inside, "Yes, who is there?" "It is I." "Where there is I, there is you, there is more than one. So I am not opening the door." He went away for some time. Again he comes back after a few days. Again the same question, "Who is there?" She answers, "It is you." She says, "Where is you, there is I." Get out. He is not opening the door. And the third time he went, knocked at the door. When she asked, "Who is there?" No reply. Who is to reply? The questioner and the one who is to answer have become one. So there is nobody to reply. So, and he stands and he goes back. She runs and opens the door, by which time Majnu has already gone. So that should be the aim, to become one with the Lord, with extreme love. Devotion means extreme love. A love where there is no condition, where there is absolute faith. Now, Shukadeva says, for a normal man to get the Lord, one is an intense devotion to the Lord. That's not sufficient. It won't come so easily, that intense devotion. Then when can it come? Only when you go and remain for a long time in the company of holy men, where they take the name of the Lord with love. You should remain in their company. That's called Bhagavata Sangati. Bhagavata means the devotees. So you should have the company of the devotees, and you should be in that company. So these two are essential. Now, then Shukadeva still further elaborates. He elaborates in the sense, he is talking of a beautiful conversation between Narada and Brahma at one time. At one time, Narada's father is Brahma. So Narada, what is the question to Brahma? Brahmaji, I have been seeing you for a long time, a number of years. I have never seen you any time slipping from your moral laws. Your mind, Nabharati Mengam Shopalakshate. I have never seen you telling a single lie. Why, every day we tell so many lies. So I have never seen you uttering a single lie in all these years. Navaikochinme Manaso Mrishagati. I have never seen your mind going the wrong way at any time. Then Nameshi Gani Chalan Jasatmate. I have never seen your indriyas, your senses going towards those items which will not exist for long, the evanescent objects of the world. I have never seen it. You are always being thinking of the law. And please tell me the secret. How did you achieve it? Brahmaji says, I myself surprised it. How did it happen? And then the answer came to me. The answer is Yataha Hrida Autrintatya Dhrato Hari. Because in my heart, with all longing, I have caught hold of the Lord. And I am keeping Him at all times. So where the Lord is there, Jaha Ram Taha Kaam Nahi. So where there is Ram, there cannot be any desires or any other wrong thoughts. So, and now, you see, normally, whenever anybody puts a question on spirituality to a sage, the sage will not straight away begin to answer. He will first do what is called a Mangalacharan. Mangalacharan means he will pray to the Lord so that his reply should be correct. And while giving the reply, no impediments or obstacles should come. But when Parikshit asked such a beautiful question, then he forgot to pray to the Lord before starting the answer. He straightaway started with the answer. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma. He straightaway answered the question. And then he remembered, after talking to him for some time, he suddenly remembered, oh my Lord, I have not prayed to the Lord. So to make up for it, he prays to him in about 13 verses, he prays to the Supreme Lord. And then he starts. And the king is asking one question that how we can leave the body with Krishna in mind. How do you know that the mind is pure? Because the Lord will come only in a pure mind. How do you know that we are pure? He says, number one, go on hearing about the Supreme Lord, the Krishna's incarnations, his disportations, just like an ordinary man. Go on hearing the glory of the Lord, then automatically your mind gets purified. Yes, but how do I know whether my mind has become purified or not? The only test is, he says, Dautatma Krishna Padam Namunchati. A man whose mind has become pure will never, never leave the Lord's feet. He will embrace it at all times. He will only think of it. He will think of nothing else. When that state comes, you can take it that his mind has become purified. See, in the beginning of this second skanda is full of tips for our sadhana as to what we should do. That is why it is called sadhana skanda. And now Lord Narayana was once lying down after the deluge, after the Pralaya. He was just lying down and suddenly from his navel, there is a nabhi, from the navel a beautiful lotus came, and from the lotus the creator of this world, Lord Brahma, with his four faces, he was found sitting on that lotus. He came afterwards on that lotus. See, that is why when we offer worship to the Lord, compared to all other flowers, we like to offer lotuses. You know why? The reason is, all the other flowers were created by Brahma. But lotus was the father of Brahma. It was there before Brahma was born. And it's a pre-Brahma, it belongs to the pre-Brahma period. And that is why it's a glory. And now, this Brahma, he didn't know what for he has been created. He finds everywhere only water, water, water. He is unable to see the Lord because deep down below, somewhere he is there. And this lotus has got a long stalk. So, the more he went down below, it is still going. He couldn't find the end of the lotus stem. He comes up and then he meditates. What for have I been created? What is the purpose? He does penance. And penance he has done, a lot of penance. The Lord appears before him and tells him, Brahmaji, I am satisfied with your penance. Now you have got the ability to create the entire world with all its objects. Before that, as a reward for your devotion, I want to show you Vaikuntha, the abode where I live. So he takes him to Vaikuntha. He shows him the glory of the place where he lives. And he says, Brahmaji, come on, you ask for any boon, I shall grant you. Whatever you want, whatever you desire, I am prepared to grant you. Come on. What a beautiful answer Brahmaji gives. It's very beautiful. Brahmaji says, Lord, give me only one boon. Nehamana prajasargam madhyayam tadanugrahate. Lord, I am creating so many. See, I create one child in my house. I am completely attached to it. I am completely entangled in the family because of the child. This is what happens. And when Brahma is to create so many things, how much attachment he should have. Thus, he will himself be completely entangled in all this, in the entire world which he himself creates. So he says, Lord, please bless me that while doing this creation, I should not be bound by the attachment. I should be free. I may be creating, but I should not be entangled in the creation. I should be just like a witness from outside, see my own creation, but not entangled in it. There is the bonias. See, what is the tip for us? Daily morning, when we get up, we can pray to the Lord. Lord, please, let me not be entangled in any of my family matters today. Yes, I will deal with them all, but let me do it with a sort of a detachment, not with any attachment, so that I may not be entangled in it. Lord, today I am going to the office. Let me not be entangled in the office also. So please grant this boon. So you pray for 5 minutes and then you go to the office. And then you deal with your things in the house. So this will help you in getting detachment from the house as well as from the office work. So this is what we learn from this. And now, he says, I am going to give you all the jnana in a nutshell. He tells Brahmaji, and he gives it in 4 verses. This is called Chatushloki Bhagavat, the entire Bhagavatam in 4 verses. The first one, he says, what is that supreme reality? The second verse tells, what is meant by this maya, maya which binds us? What is this maya which binds us? And the third thing is, what is this world made up of? What is the relationship between the Lord, myself, and this world? And fourth is only a conclusion. And the first he says, Ahameva Asameva Agrem na nityat sarasatvanam paschadayam yadetachya yavachashyeta sosmiham. Who is the Lord? Who is me? The ultimate supreme reality. I am the reality which existed before the world ever came into existence. I am the reality which existed when the world was running. I am the reality which existed when the entire world was lost in the deluge and nothing was there. And that time also, the one who remained was myself. I have been at all times. What does it mean? What is meant by truth or satya? It has been defined as that which remains in all the 3 times, the past, the present and future. If it continues, that only is called the truth. That which is today, which never existed yesterday, cannot be a truth. That which exists today and which will not exist tomorrow, that's also not the truth. So, see, there's a story for that. Trishu Kaleshu Abhaditam Vastu Satyamityuchyate. What is truth? Trishu Kaleshu, in all the 3 times, past, present and future. Abhaditam Vastu, that which is not affected and which remains the same, that is called Satya. There is a Satya. I don't know whether I have already told. Once Janaka was after meals. He was lying down in his bed. His wife was serving him. Suddenly, he had a vision. It was not a dream. He had not gone to sleep. While awake, he had a vision. It looked very true at that time. In the vision, he finds, suddenly, his commander-in-chief bursts into the room along with the chief minister and tells him, Janaka, please run by the subterranean path. There is a path down below, so you go, quickly open it and go away, because the enemies have occupied the entire Mithila and they are coming towards this palace. And there is nobody to protect you. And thousands of people, none of them will be able to protect you. Then he gets perturbed and he just opens the door of the subterranean path. But by that time, the enemies have come inside and they catch hold of him and take him to their king, to the enemy king. The king says, Janaka, they have been a very good king. So I want to spare your life. But before tonight 12 o'clock, you should be out of this entire kingdom, my kingdom. You should be outside the border line. Then you'll be saved. If you are not able to cross, if you are still there, I have given orders everywhere to my soldiers that you'll be killed on this spot. And Janaka begins to run. He runs and he has already announced the king. Nobody should give him a cup of water. Nobody should come outside and see him. People should remain inside the house. He runs, 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 runs. At last at night, just at 12 o'clock, he is able to just cross the border line and he falls down. And there is a dharamshala, a charity house. The manager was sleeping on their cot outside. He goes and falls at his feet. Oh dear sir, please help me. I am very tired. I am very hungry. So I want something to eat. Please. The manager. And I am Janaka the king. The manager says, you may be anybody. I am sorry. Yesterday there was a big feast. It is called Bhandara. And so all the, whatever we prepared, everything was out. Everything was exhausted. But the vessels were, we had cooked there some vegetables, we had cooked some rice, they were all there under the tap. And we have filled them all with water. So in the morning, somebody will come and wash them with ease. So you go and try whether you get at least a handful of rice. So Janaka goes and puts his hand down. And with all difficulty, he is able to take a handful of rice. He is taking it to the mouth for eating. Suddenly, from nowhere, two dogs leaped on him and they ate the entire thing. Janaka begins to weep. Shutting his eyes, he is weeping. Suddenly, he opened his eyes. He finds he is lying down in his bed. His wife is serving him. There is nothing. Nothing has happened. Then, this is so real. Then what did happen? Is it real? He just asked them, is this real or is that real? His wife couldn't answer. They called for the biggest scholars. The scholars came. Nobody could say. Some people just like that, they said, that is real. Which is real? They couldn't answer. So they were put inside the prison. At last one day, Janaka was sitting in his court along with the greatest of scholars in Advaita Vedanta, in philosophy, the philosophy of non-dualism. And he was discussing various points of spirituality. At that time, in comes a sage who is deformed completely in 8 places in his body. He is not only hunchback, where there is only one bend, his body is bent in 8 places. But he is one of the greatest of sages. He walks in on seeing him with all the eight bends in his body and then wading through, walking, all the people, they laughed, including Janaka. Ashtavakra, he also laughs the loudest. The king was surprised. He says, "O sage, you are laughing at your body, and why are you laughing?" He said, "King, you know why I am laughing? I was told that Janaka is a person who has gone beyond his body sense. He is a realized soul. And now I find Janaka and all his courtiers, they are all shoemakers whose eyes are only on the skin, on the hides. They don't see anything else." And Janaka was a little, because he has openly insulted not only him, but all the people. So in a bit curt manner he said, "Yes, why have you come? Tell me." Then he said, "You put a question, whether is this real or is that real? I have the answer. Neither this is real nor that is real." "How do you say that? Look here. Now you are sitting here. Are you hungry? Are you weeping before the manager? Is that vision here now?" "No." "So it existed the other day, but now it doesn't exist. On that day when you went and you were weeping before the manager, did you see your wife sitting by your side and doing service to you?" "No." "So this which has happened, this was not there at that time. And as such, what was there today was not there yesterday. What was there yesterday is not there today. So it is not the truth. The truth is one which remains the same in all the three times, in all the three categories of time, the present, past and the future." So this is a story to say, what is truth? That is the satya. And so this satya is only that supreme lord who has been at all times. So that is what it says. Then the second one is, what is maya? Rite artham yat pratiyata na prativyata chatmani. You see, the maya does not contain any substance at all, and still the maya is having its sway on all of us. We find every time we say, "Oh, I am bound by maya, I am bound by maya." But nobody has seen maya. What is that maya? So the maya's influence is seen, but there is no maya at all. There is nothing called the maya. There is no substance called the maya at all. There is a substance called the Supreme Lord or reality, but there is no substance called the maya. And when a person begins to think of his self and remains absolutely absorbed in his own self, all the maya goes away. There is no maya anymore. So where did it come from? Where did it go? It didn't come from anywhere. It didn't go anywhere. It never existed. But you thought that you were being influenced by maya. So the third is, he says, all these worldly things, the entire world, this is the tattva of the world, all the items in the world, the God exists in all. He is the substance out of which all these, everything has been made. Just as out of mud you prepare a pot. So just like that, it's called the material cause, the material out of which you manufacture something. So all the items here are manufactured where the Lord is already there. And also the Upanishad says, after he created tasratva tadeva anupravichati Niruktanja, Niruktanja, these are the Vedas. And the Vedas, it is told, the Lord, after creating, He entered into them all. So, there is no question of entering newly into anything. He was already there. So, it looks only that as if He is entering into them all. That's all. He was at all times present in all objects. And that is the word. And lastly, he says, the man who wants to know the reality, he has to know these things. It is essential. These are the ones where he should do further research and find out as to what is that reality. So with this, the four verses end. This is called the Chatushruti Bhagavata. With this, the second skandha is over. Now we are starting with the Tritiya skandha. The Tritiya skandha, what happens is, it starts with the story of Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, the father, is blind. And why is his name Dhritarashtra? Dhritarashtra means the one who holds tight to his kingdom. I won't give it to anybody. I will give it only to my son. I will not give it to Pandavas. Just like our MLAs who says, I will not leave the chair. I will be here only. So like that, the one who is completely attached to his chair or the kingdom is called Dhritarashtra. And such a man, he is blind to justice. He is not prepared to give anything to the Pandavas. So he is described as blind. So Dhritarashtra is described as blind. And there were three brothers. Dhritarashtra, his eldest brother was called Pandu, whose sons were the Pandavas. His sons were called the Kauravas. The third one was called Vidura. Lord Yama himself was born by taking the form as Vidura. And Vidura was a highly evolved soul. So he said, let me try to give some sort of instructions, some upadesha to Dhritarashtra. So he comes and tries to persuade him. Why are you bothered about it? You leave off, your son is a rascal, he is on the bad side. So you are always supporting him and his 100 brothers. So you leave it all. But by that time, Duryodhana comes here. On hearing these words, he gets annoyed and he abuses Vidura, even though he is his own father's brother. Then Vidura says, I will not remain during this war. I will not take any sides. I will not be fighting either on behalf of the Kauravas or on behalf of the Pandavas. I am going away. He left his bow and arrows and he walks on a pilgrimage. He goes on a pilgrimage. And while going on a pilgrimage, he meets Uddhava. Uddhava was the most intimate friend of Lord Krishna. From childhood, he will never remain separated from Krishna. He was always by the side of Krishna from the smallest age. And in his spare time, he will prepare with mud the statues of Krishna and he will be doing worship to them. He will forget his food. He will forget to take his meals. He will forget to take water, but he will be engaged always. And not only that, when he became bigger, when he became the minister for Krishna also, he will not purchase any garment for wearing himself. Whatever garments Krishna has used and discarded, he will take them and he will be wearing them. And Vidura happens to meet this Uddhava. And in the meantime, in Bhagavata it is clearly told, Vidura was absolutely rich. He was affluent because he was a king's brother. So it is written here, Riddhimati. His house was full of prosperity. So as such, there are stories here that Krishna went to his house and all that. His wife had nothing to give him. It's all false. It's not borne out by the scriptures. He was very rich. He left it all and came away. And on seeing Uddhava, he is asking about Krishna. Oh Uddhavji, how is it you are away from Krishna? You will be always along with him. How is our Krishna? Is he doing well? The moment he asked all these questions, see, Krishna has already left his body and gone away. So Uddhava was not able to talk. And before talking, what he did was, Samprishtakasya Jadbruyate Bhartukpada Manusparane. This is a very important tip. He just thought of the Lord, took his name, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then he began to talk, to reply to the questions of Uddhava. What sort of a tip do we get? One of the ways to get the Lord, to reach that spiritual height, to reach our goal of reaching the Lord, it is satata smarana. Constantly you go on thinking of it. I have to go to office. I have to look after my family. How is it possible to have constantly? Initially, you try to start for the maximum time to think of it. How is it possible? Number one, daily 20, 30 times you go to some place, get into your car, go somewhere else, you get down from the car, go inside, talk to somebody, come back and again sit in the car. So, like that, going out and sitting in the car, you do several times in a day, 30 times, 40 times, from morning onwards up to the evening. So, during that period, before you go and sit in your steering wheel, first, you think of the Lord. Twice at least you say, Krishna, Krishna, I depend on you. I surrender to you. It is you who should protect me. And then you go and sit. Only 1 or 2 minutes. Thus, 30, 40 times a day, you think of him from morning to evening. Apart from that, you get so many calls. Even I get 40, 50 calls. And the worldly people will get definitely more than 100 calls in a day. So, every time the call comes, don't take the phone and say, hello, hello, don't think of hell. Rather, the moment you take it, you say, Hari Om, Hari Om, Jai Shri Krishna. Like that, you take the Lord's name. And then you ask him, who is speaking, please? Like that. And once it is over, and at the end also, you need to tell it loudly. You tell within yourself, Krishna, Krishna, Hari Om, Hari Om. Something like that, and then you leave it. So, for every phone call, you think of the Lord 4 times. So, these are the 2 very easy methods we are getting from that. And thirdly, whenever you walk on the road, somebody is asking a question. When you are there, say, there is a doctor. So, 100 people come, the patient asks so many questions. Sir, what sort of diet I should take? Sir, how many days it will take for me to be cured? He has to answer them. Or on the road, somebody asks, sir, what is the time, please? before answering all these people, because at least 100-200 times the entire day is full of questions and answers only. Wherever you go, whether you are in a bank, whether you are a doctor, whether you are a professor, you have to. So, before you talk, you think of the Lord twice. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Om, Hari Om. And then you tell him, Baba, it's now, the time is now 7:45 or 8:45. So you tell like that. So thus, in three different ways, we can use this. So whenever somebody is asked a question, he says, remember the Lord, and then you begin to talk. So this is what Uddhava did. See, in every, it is not the question of somebody talking philosophy to somebody. The behavior of each sage, the manner in which they conduct themselves, they are all eye-openers for us as to what sadhanas we can do in our life to get the Lord. See, this third skanda is called, there are two names for it. Either you call it Visarga skanda, that is about creation, all the creations, how it came in detail, how the various animals came, how the various birds were created, how men were created, how plants were created. So all these things are all told in detail. And after that, how the men were created, all these things come here. And first he creates this aham, I, this ego, the total ego of all that's created, which is distributed to all, to each. We get a portion each. That's the ego. Then, what are we made of? We are made of five elements. There is earth, air, water, space, and all these things. So, these five basic elements were created. And their qualities were created. And then he began to create after. Creating animals, birds, reptiles, and all these things. The first man who came out of his body was, out of his mind was, it is a mental creation, not from body. The mental creation was Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, like that there were four boys. They were always, they looked like five-year-olds, as if they were only 5 years. They had already done a lot of time, they had done a lot of tapasya, they were all religious souls, but they came out of him. Then Brahma said, I created you so that in turn you should create. You will have to do some tapasya and then get the power and then you should create yourselves. These four people, they refused. Sir, we don't want. We want to get God. So, somehow we have been born in this earth, but we don't want to, born in this heaven, where you rule, so we don't want to remain here. We want to reach the ultimate goal of the Lord, the Supreme Lord. Brahma gets angry. His anger is converted and it becomes a small child, which begins to weep. So, that child was called, that child asked Brahmaji, give me a name. And he gives them the name of Rudra. There are so many Rudras. There is one, the word Rudra is used for the ultimate Lord, Lord Shiva himself. That's why we call, there is a portion in the Vedas, it is called Rudram. Rudram Chamakam, like that. It is called Rudram. And apart from that, these Rudras are semi-divine beings. There are a good number of them. they are always traveling here and there. Some of them are beneficial, some of them may not be beneficial like that. So there are a number of rudras, and these are some other rudra. So these are created by him. And now, and one of the God's incarnation is going to be told. When Brahma was sitting, he suddenly found the earth which he created, it has sunk into the deep ocean. He tried his level best, it could not be raised up. So now, where can he create further people? Because the earth is required, and they can only stand on that. So the earth is completely sunk. He was worried what to do. At that time, the Lord himself is born from his nose as a small boar. Yeah, boar is, yeah, jungly pig. Yeah, forest pig is called, yeah, boar. So, it was very small. The moment it came down, it suddenly began to grow very high. It was too big a form. That is the incarnation of the Lord as the boar, Varaha Avatara. Then, and the Lord just dived into the ocean and went down, 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 where the earth was kept. Actually, it was a demon called Hiranyaksha who took the entire earth like a mat, rolled it, and had kept it there, where nobody can again retrieve it. So, in this Varaha Avatar, this incarnation as the boar, the Lord went down, brought the earth, and again re-established it so that it can revive, on which further creation should take place. And while he was coming with this, that demon who had originally hidden this earth, his name was Hiranyaksha. He was coming with anger. Who is this fellow who is taking out this earth which I kept hidden? So there is a battle between the Lord and the demon, and at last the demon dies, and all the gods and others are all happy. So with this, I will stop today. Tomorrow we will see how this Hiranyaksha and his brother Hiranyakashipu are born. You see, in this Kanda, he is going to give about two types of creation. The one creation are the demons. Demons are not people with a separate type of teeth and all that. They are all like you and I. It is the character which distinguishes them from others. They have got the demonical character. And so the demons are all what are called Vasana Srishti. That is, they are creations where you put their past tendencies into them so that in this birth also they will follow all those tendencies and they will go accordingly. The other one is called Devi Srishti, or the divine creation, where the people are endowed with divine qualities when they are born, and they are worked towards not only themselves, try to go towards the Lord, but also help others by instructing them as to how to reach the Lord. And this Kapila Avatara, Kapila was the Lord himself, and he instructs his mother, and he is the founder of one of the six systems of philosophy, which is called the Sankhya. So this way, see tomorrow. Hari Om. Aye Namah Chaman Sindri Vabhyatana Vabhurtesamava Karam Yajasagalam Bharatmi Narayana Yidramatmayami.